The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Real Simple, Level Up Your Financial Savvy. Build your confidence, make good decisions, and watch your nest egg grow. April is best known for showers that bring May flowers. It's less recognized as National Financial Literacy Month, but because many of us are currently reckoning with all things money as we file our taxes, it's the perfect time to catch up. So let's do it. Being financially literate means you understand the basics, you have good habits, and you can confidently make smart decisions, says Bola Sukumbi, a certified financial education instructor and the founder of Clever Girl Finance, an educational platform for women. Figuring we shouldn't ignore a government-approved month-long campaign, we asked Sukumbi and other money experts to share their top tips for becoming more financially literate. Here's what they had to say. Take stock of your money mindset. Your attitudes and beliefs about money are often an overlooked part of financial literacy, and they can get in the way of healthy financial behaviors without your even realizing it. For example, you might have been raised to think that having a lot of money is greedy, and you may subconsciously try to get rid of it by spending it all and not saving. But these patterns can be changed. I suggest you write down your responses to the following prompts. Money makes me feel blank. When I hear the word money, I think of blank. I'll know I have a great relationship with money when blank. And money is good slash bad when blank. Don't edit or think too much. Just write the first things that come to mind. This exercise can pinpoint unhelpful thoughts. To dive deeper, check out the book Emotional Currency by psychotherapist Kate Levinson, PhD, and the Breaking Money Silence podcast hosted by Kathleen Burns Kingberry. Emotional Currency, Kate Levinson, Levinson, PhD, and then the podcast, Breaking Money Silence, Kingsbury, Kingsbury. These are two great resources that can help you understand your mindset and overcome any money blocks. A financial therapist can also help you identify counterproductive thoughts and work through them with you. You can find one at financialtherapyassociation.org. I will spell that. financialtherapyassociation.org. And that was Manisha Thaker, certified financial planner in Portland, Oregon. Next, get to know your credit score. As boring as it sounds, it's good to know your credit score is calculated so you know how to improve it. Many banks and lenders will look at your FICO score. 35% of the score stems from your payment history, whether you've made payments on time, 30% from the amount of credit you owe, 15% from the length of your credit history, 10% from your credit mix, what types of accounts you have, such as credit cards or loans, and 10% from any recent credit you've taken on. There are two easy things you can do to boost your score. Set up auto pay so your bills are never late, and only use 30% of the available credit on your cards. Why bother? The higher your score, the better rates and terms you'll receive on loans and credit cards. You could save more than $100,000 in interest payments on your mortgage, auto loans, and credit cards over your lifetime by having an excellent credit score. Even if you're not looking to borrow money now, knowing how to maintain and improve your score will put you in the best financial shape when you do apply for a loan or credit card, whether it's planned or unexpected. And that was John Pelletier, director of the Center for Financial Literacy at Champlain College. Next, pair up with a friend. Having a money buddy can increase your financial literacy and is especially helpful if you want to meet a goal like paying off student loans or credit card debt. The best person to reach out to is someone you trust and feel comfortable sharing your money history and struggles with. They should also be committed to a financial goal, and it doesn't need to be the same as yours. Aim to connect regularly in a cadence that works for you, whether that's every day, a few times a week, or once a month. During check-ins, share the actions you took towards your goals, the plan for next month, or any challenges that got in the way. It helps to have another person brainstorming strategies. You can even listen to personal finance podcasts that are relevant to your goals and discuss them together. That's the power of having a money buddy. Not only are you sharing information and learning from each other, you're also keeping each other accountable and inspired. And that was Ashley Feinstein-Gerstley, G-E-R-S-T-L-E-Y, author of Financial Adulting and founder of the Fiscal Femme. Be consistent with your savings. As with nearly everything, consistency is key when it comes to putting money away. For example, you can start saving or investing just $25 a week. That may not seem like a lot, but you'll have $1,300 in a year or more if you put that money into a high-yield or CD account. Think of it as expanding the options for your future self each time you put a dollar away, which is the goal of financial literacy. If you start with that $25, you can reevaluate your contributions every 3 to 6 months. See if you can put in more, especially if you get a raise, bonus, or other windfall. All this consistency helps you develop habits that pay off. When you start to see your accounts grow, it increases your motivation to keep saving and builds your confidence in money matters. Progressing on one financial goal can encourage you to tackle others. And that was Bola Sukunbi. From Women's Day, it's the health checklist. 5 little wellness moves to make right now. First, plan more parties. Seriously, they're good for your health. When we have gatherings with food and drinks to celebrate positive life events, even virtual ones, it helps everyone feel supported, which can be a boon for mental well-being. So be ready to celebrate anything with decorating kits from readyfestive.com. That's readyfestive.com. Next, walk to strengthen your heart. Don't worry, no need to walk a marathon every day to reap the benefits. Older adults who squeeze 6,000 to 9,000 steps into their day have a 40 to 50% lower risk of a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack, compared with those who get only 2,000 daily steps, a new study shows. So amp up shorter walks by adding hills, stairs, or fast-paced intervals. Eat greens for strong bones. The key ingredient might be vitamin K. In a recent study, women who ate more than 100 micrograms of vitamin K1 every day were 31% less likely to have a fracture, especially a broken hip, than those who consumed less than 60 micrograms. So aim for at least 2 servings of spinach, kale, broccoli, or cabbage every day. Protect your brain. We often associate smoking with things like lung cancer and stroke, but it could affect brain power too. In a new study, middle-aged smokers reported more memory loss and confusion than non-smokers. However, people who had quit recently were less likely to have cognitive decline. Ask your doctor about cessation strategies like CBT, mindfulness, quit lines, and meds. And take a nighttime bath. A new study in Japan found that people who took a warm bath after 7 p.m. were less likely to have high blood pressure than those who didn't. An evening bath might help lower stress and make it easier to fall asleep. While you soak, try meditating with the Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. From Real Simple, in your words, what item has changed the game for you? And these are reader-submitted answers. All I have is their, Instagram accounts. I don't have actual names. So we'll just leave that off. One person said, my happy light therapy lamp, which I sit in front of for 20 minutes every morning, October through March, it chases away the winter blues. exercise also helps. Next person, rice cooker. My medium-sized one can make large quantities and small portions, and it even makes porridge. The best feature? It switches itself off so I don't burn down the house, but still keeps the rice warm. Next, I have a few to nominate. A Roku player for each TV in the house, the Nordic Track treadmill we bought during the pandemic, and a steam shower is on the wish list. Next, blackout curtains in the bedroom and a few other rooms for sleep reasons, but also to keep the temperature down in the summer. Next, my Kindle Paperwhite. I love to read at night before going to sleep. I can turn the backlight way down, better for my eyes, and read in bed without disturbing my husband. It helps me sleep like a baby. And the last person, my Revlon hot air brush. It straightens and dries my hair faster and better than anything else I've tried. I can speak for myself on that one. Yes, it does. From Good Housekeeping, the book of the month. In every issue, Good Housekeeping Book Club brings you to one feel-good read. This was actually their March pick, and I didn't get to read it in March. A Small Sacrifice for an Enormous Happiness. That's the name of the book by Jai Chakrabarti. I will spell that. Chakrabarti. A Small Sacrifice for an Enormous Happiness. In 14 touching, heartfelt, and vividly painted stories, characters grapple with the meaning of family and all the complications that arise within it. You'll laugh, cry, and gasp as you read about a closeted gay man who seeks to have a child with his lover's wife, an Indian woman balancing her cultural identity with that of her Jewish fiancé, and a young woman who travels from India to care for a biracial couple's toddler, among many other tales about families that may even challenge you to reflect on your own. From Real Simple, The Stuff We Love, Game Changers for the Kitchen. These are all over the board here, so I'll just jump in. First, a greens cleaner. It's like a salad spinner. This roomy salad spinner is so much fun to use. Pull a cord to make it go. You might start eating a lot more veggies. Plus, the bowl is respectable enough to bring to the table. It's the Easy Spin Salad Spinner, $35 at Zylis.com. Zylis.com. Smart scissors. Like other kitchen shears, these can chop herbs, break down chicken, and trim meat. What makes them stand out? The blades, which pull apart for easy cleaning, and the built-in jar opener. It's the Kitchen Shears from Wusthof.com for $25, and that's Wusthof.com. Great Grater. There's a reason the name microplane has become synonymous with grater. The stainless steel teeth glide through citrus peels, hard cheeses, and even sticks of cinnamon. It's the Zester at $17.50 at microplane.com, microplane.com. A magnetic trivet. If you've ever carried a hot Dutch oven and realized you had no place to put it, this will speak to you. The wooden disc has magnets inside, so it sticks to the bottom of most pots and goes where you go. It's the Staub Trivet, $35 at food52.com, FOOD52.com. Temp Taker. Nail medium rare every time with this waterproof thermometer that provides near instant reading from any angle. It's incredibly accurate, give or take 1 degree, and has a backlit display. It's the ThermoPop 2, $35 at thermoworks.com, thermoworks.com. And last, the fish spatula. Sure, it's ideal for delicate seafood, but thanks to its sharp edge and slim profile, this baby is also aces for moving cookies, flipping pancakes and grilled cheese, and lifting anything out of hot oil. It's the fish spatula, $18 at Williams-Sonoma, which means you can buy it in the mall and online. From Good Housekeeping, best tested hot cocoa. cozy up with a mug of decadent, delicious hot chocolate. I know it's a little late for this, but we keep having cold spells, right? First, a classic. This mild but chocolatey mix is perfect for kids and adults alike. The Lake Champlain Traditional Organic Hot Chocolate, $14 for a 16-ounce canister. LakeChamplainChocolates.com. LakeChamplainChocolates.com. Intense and rich. Stir a few tablespoons into that milk for a luxurious drink that doubles as dessert. It's the Jacques Torres Hot Chocolate Classic, $25 for a 14-ounce canister at MrChocolate.com, MrChocolate.com. Kid-friendly. Its sweet vanilla flavor will satisfy tiny palates. No marshmallows necessary, but they can't hurt. Silly Cow Chocolate Marshmallow Swirl Hot Chocolate, $9 for 16.9 ounces at sillycowfarms.com, sillycowfarms.com. And a fair trade option if you're hoping to support small farmers, this chocolatey organic pick is for you. Equal Exchange Organic Dark Hot Chocolate, $8 for 12 ounces at equalexchange.com. EqualExchange.com. From Good Housekeeping, improve your indoor air quality. Breathe easier knowing that these simple steps, some are even free, are effective at removing pollutants like dust, fumes, and smoke from your home. First, vacuum often. Cleaning regularly helps remove fine particles of dust and dander that can settle in carpets, rugs, furniture, and drapes. Look for a vacuum that performs well and has a HEPA filter and a sealed body. It's better at trapping dirt and dust rather than just stirring it up and releasing it into the air. Open your windows. Letting fresh air in helps clear irritants from a room. As weather and security allow, opt to crack windows open, especially when you have them on opposite sides of a room, which can help create a beneficial cross breeze. Install window screens where possible to keep bugs out. Change your air filters. Your home's heating and air conditioning systems include filters that help improve the air quality inside, but to provide the most effective filtration, they need to be replaced every month or 2 months, depending on usage and overall air quality conditions. And use all your fans. Flip on any exhaust fans built into your kitchen, bathroom, and laundry areas whenever you're in those zones. Fans help clear moisture, odors, and airborne particles from cooking, cleaning, and showering. Dust fan covers and clean any internal filters regularly to ensure maximum airflow. And also from Good Housekeeping, ask their expert, how can I control mold and mildew? The goal is to keep your home's indoor humidity level between 30 and 50%. Here are three simple steps. Open bathroom doors and windows and run exhaust fans during and after showers to let moisture dissipate. Spread out your shower curtain or liner after bathing to help it dry. Vent moisture-generating sources, such as clothes dryers, to make sure the ducts are unobstructed and have proper airflow. Each year, have lint cleared professionally from the entire duct. In rooms with tile, seal the grout lines every year, which will help deter mildew growth and make both walls and floors easier to clean. And three, if your attic or basement is damp, add a dehumidifier and avoid storing materials like linens, clothing, furniture, and books there. They will merely provide more surfaces for mold and mildew. Similarly, don't leave damp items like towels or gym clothes in bags or closets where they could create an ideal environment for unwanted growth. From Real Simple, the meatiest veggie burgers. These black bean and mushroom patties are so savory, no one will miss the beef. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 6. We need 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 pound of mushrooms, such as portobello, cremini, shiitake, or a mix, trimmed and sliced, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 1 15-ounce can of black beans, drained and rinsed, 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup of panko, 1/2 cup finely grated Parmesan cheese, 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons sriracha, 6 burger buns, toasted, butter lettuce, slicing tomatoes, and pickles for topping, and those are optional. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium. Add mushrooms. Cook, stirring occasionally until lightly browned and liquid is released, about 10 minutes. Add 1/2 teaspoon salt, soy sauce, tomato paste, and garlic. Cook, stirring until tomato paste darkens, 1 to 2 minutes. Meanwhile, place beans in a bowl and mash with a fork or potato masher until mostly smooth. Add eggs, panko, cheese, mushrooms, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Stir to combine. Wipe skillet clean and heat 1 tablespoon oil over medium. Shape bean mixture into 6 patties, about 3.5 inches wide. When oil is hot, place patties in skillet. Cook until well browned, 3 to 4 minutes per side. Repeat with remaining 1 tablespoon oil and 3 patties. Combine mayo and sriracha in a small bowl. Serve burgers on toasted buns with sriracha mayo and desired toppings. From Good Housekeeping, ham and cheese beer bread. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 1 hour and 10 plus cooling. We need oil for greasing pans, 3 cups all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 12 ounces of beer, preferably a lager, 4.5 ounces of ham. This is a great recipe for your leftover Easter ham. Cut into strips or small cubes, about 1 cup. 3 ounces Gruyere, coarsely grated, about 1 cup. 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, chopped. 2 tablespoons honey. 1 tablespoon thyme leaves, chopped. And 1/4 cup unsalted butter, melted. Heat oven to 350. Lightly oil 3 mini loaf pans, each about 6 inches by 3 inches. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, baking powder, and salt. Add beer, ham, Gruyere, Parmesan, parsley, honey, and thyme. Stir with a rubber spatula to combine. The batter will be thick. Divide batter among prepared loaf pans, about 1 1/3 cups each, and drizzle each with melted butter. Place pans on rimmed baking sheet and bake until golden brown, and a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out mostly clean, 43 to 46 minutes. Let cool in pans 15 minutes, then turn out and serve warm, or let cool completely on a wire rack. To make a head, let breads cool to room temp. Double wrap whole or individual slices in foil, then freeze for up to 2 months. For the whole loaf, thaw in the refrigerator overnight. Slice and reheat each portion in toaster oven until warmed through, about 4 minutes. For individual slices, reheat from frozen, still wrapped, directly on rack in 350 oven until warmed through, 15 minutes. Or unwrapped in your toaster oven for 5 minutes, and this serves 12 to 16 slices, I assume. And it says they have an option here for their preferred mini loaf pans. It's the Good Housekeeping 3-piece mini loaf set, $29 at QVC.com. From Real Simple, cacio e pepe deviled eggs. Give the classic spring appetizer an Italian twist with lots of pecorino and a pop of pepper. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 45, and it makes 24 deviled eggs. We need 12 large eggs, 1/2 cup whole milk Greek-style yogurt, 1/4 cup finely grated pecorino romano or Parmesan cheese, plus more for topping, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh chives, plus more for topping, 2 teaspoons apple cider vinegar, 4 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper plus more for topping, and a teaspoon of kosher salt. Bring a medium saucepan of water to a boil. Carefully lower in the eggs. Reduce heat to medium and simmer for 12 minutes. Transfer eggs to a bowl of ice water. Chill until cool enough to handle, about 5 minutes. Peel. To make a head, you can refrigerate unpeeled eggs for up to 3 days in advance. Cut eggs in half lengthwise. Scoop yolks into a medium bowl, leaving the whites intact. Mash yolks with a fork. Stir in yogurt, cheese, chives, vinegar, pepper, and salt. Transfer the yolk mixture to a large zip-top freezer bag. Snip off one corner, then pipe the yolk mixture into the egg halves. Top with more cheese, chives, and pepper. I got to tell you, they look wonderful. From Woman's Day, Zesty Orange Tabbouleh. Active time is 10 minutes. Total is 15, plus resting and cooling. And it serves 8. We need 1 1/3 cups coarse grain bulgur, that's a grain, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons orange zest, plus 1/4 cup orange juice, 2 tomatoes seeded and finely chopped, 1/2 a seedless cucumber cut into 1/4 inch pieces, 1 cup flat leaf parsley leaves finely chopped, 1 scallion finely sliced. In a medium saucepan, bring bulgur, 1 2/3 cups water, and 1/2 teaspoon salt to a boil on high. Cover, reduce heat, and simmer 8 minutes. Remove from heat and let sit, covered, 10 minutes. Fluff bulgur with a fork, transfer to a large bowl, and let cool completely, 30 minutes. Mix in oil and orange zest and juice, then fold in tomatoes, cucumber, parsley, and scallion. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. From Real Simple, in season, artichokes. Not nearly as intimidating as they seem, these tasty veggies are at their peak from March through May. Store them by keeping them in a plastic bag in the crisper for up to a week. For prep, cut off the stem and about 1/2 inch of the pointy top with a sharp knife. Use kitchen shears to snip the spikes off the hardy outer leaves. To cook, steam whole until tender, then peel off petals and dunk them in aioli. Or halve the artichoke, that means cut it in half, I'm sorry, vertically. Dig out the fuzzy center, which is called the choke, which I didn't know. Coat the artichoke with extra virgin olive oil and bake, covered, for an hour at 400. One more idea? Stuff breadcrumbs, parmesan, and herbs between the leaves before roasting. Well, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.